we're coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. This morning, we have a wonderful program for you. Today is the day that we focus in on our hot topic, And the hot topic this morning that we're looking at is, it was in the news about these church fires, these fires there in Louisiana. There was three historical black churches in Louisiana that was on fire, that burned down, and they have made an arrest now. They have caught the 21-year-old boy, Holden Matthews, and he was a white man who's the son of a local sheriff deputy. And so they called a news conference. Let me let you hear this news conference first, and then I'll come back with my take, because there's more going on than meets the eye. So get close to your radio and listen.
We are extremely, unequivocally confident that we have the person who is responsible for these tragic crimes on these three churches. 21-year-old Holden Matthews, who is a resident of Opelousas, has been arrested. He's been charged with state crimes by the state fire marshal's office, Louisiana Revised Statute 1452.1, three counts of simple arson on religious buildings. Each one of these charges have a maximum of 15-year penalty. As a quick recap of the case, three churches in St. Landry Parish burned in a 10-day span. The St. Mary Baptist Church in Port Barry on March 26th, the Greater Union Baptist Church on April 2nd, and finally the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church on April 8th. We can now confirm that all three of these fires are intentionally set, and all three of these fires are related. Several pieces of evidence, both physical from the scene and technological evidence, have confirmed that Matthews is a suspect. Matthews had offered, through suggestions and connections, a relationship with a type of music called black metal and its association in history with church burnings in other parts of the world.
Some media outlets prematurely reported that the suspect, Holden Matthews' father, turned him in. Now let me correct that. That is not true. Holden Matthews' father did not turn him in. This case was solved because of the men and women that were assigned were competent and driven to make an arrest. This case was solved because of the boots on the ground and the butts in the air. They didn't stop. Because of Holden's father or anyone else turning him in, it didn't happen. And As we all know by now, Holden's father is an employee of mine, fine man. He was shot and hurt, as any father would be. And my heart went out to him yesterday when we notified him to come in. And I talked to him, and the news was broke to him. He was in terrible shape.
And when Matthews was developed as a suspect, we saw an immediate threat to public safety. We felt that other crimes were imminent. In an abundance of public safety, we quickly secured state warrants and took him into custody. So when we say this investigation is still active, understand that there were extraordinary means taken to bring safety to this community. And again, I will say, the threat is now gone.
All right. Now, you heard that report. He believes that the threat is now gone. But is the threat really now gone? Because when you think about it, a lot of these fires and things like that, particularly as it relates to the black community, a lot of them are copycat crimes. And so that particular threat in that particular community, as it relates to those particular churches in that particular area, it may has been gone, but the threat is really never gone, ladies and gentlemen, because the churches are always up under attack, particularly the black church. See, what's going on here is on the surface, you have white nationalism. You have white nationalism. See, overseas, over here in Switzerland, over in Norway and what have you, you have white nationalism. And they are burning down churches over in Switzerland. They are burning down churches over there. They are burning down churches over in Norway. And they are burning down churches here in America. And so you have this white nationalism. You have this white nationalism. And one thing that all of it have in common is they got this black metal music. This black metal music. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But the reason that they are burning, one of the reasons they're burning down these churches as it relates to white nationalism is they want to take their land back. They want to take their land back. They look at this land here in America as being their land. And black people, after slavery, they got the land and stuff, whether they got it through sharecropping, regardless how they got it, now they want to take it back. And, you know, most of the time when black people got some land, one of the first things that they did, they put churches on those land. And as a result, and what they are trying to do now is get their land back. That's the whole philosophy of white nationalism. Remember earlier I said that they are burning down churches over in Switzerland. They're burning down churches over there in Norway. That's been going on for years. And you said, well, isn't those countries white? Yeah, but they got a lot of immigrants in there. They got a lot of immigrants. Oh, they done got, they done mixed some of the races and stuff. So they're not pure white in their mind. And because they done, you know, done crossed over, let's say, that I married French people, or that I married German people, so they're not true Norwegian and things like that. And as a result, they're trying to take their land back. So all of this is dealing with that white nationalism. And so whether it's here in America, or whether it's here in Norway, or Switzerland, or wherever it's at, you and white folks are involved. It, on the surface, you're going to see is nationalism. As a matter of fact, I found some YouTube tapes out there that I was listening to, and a white man, he went in and he burned up some churches and what have you, and killed some people in the process as well, and he got 21 years. And he talked about how one of the reasons that they burned down those churches was because that used to be their land. And on their land, you know, they bury different artifacts and monies and things like that. Well, when people normally conquer another people, one of the first thing that they do is they put up churches and stuff once they, you know, conquer that land. And that's what happened there. And so one of the ways to show that you are more powerful than others is by burning down their churches, and getting that land back, trying to make them move off that land. And then that brings me to the second point. They burn down the churches and stuff to put fear in the people. They're trying to use fear as a tactic. And, you know, fear for years was the tactic that the Ku Klux Klan used in order to take back the South. Keep in mind, after the South, lost the Civil War, well, you had more black people down South than you had even white people down South. And as a result, you started, when it came to the election, black people started winning the election. You know, Louisiana even had a black governor. Mississippi had a black senator. All those states down South, blacks was very prominent in Congress. And so early on, white folks, they knew they didn't have a chance to win a lot of those elections dealing with popular votes because the black population was more. So what they had to do is scare people from the ballot box. And for 100 years, that strategy worked, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how white people got back in control of the South. It was when the Ku Klux Klan started riding. They would burn down churches, burn down houses. All it would take was just one in the community, whether it was a house or a church, and that would put fear in the people, and that would keep them from going to the ballot box. And for 100 years, ladies and gentlemen, black people, it kept black people away from the ballot box. And so they are still using that same tactic today. Not so much the Ku Klux Klan, but it's still this white nationalism. And you'll see for the most part, it's a lot of young people. And so, you know, the old Ku Klux Klan guys are dying out, but you got a lot of these young skinheads. And you got a lot of these young white nationalism. But the bottom line is it's involved in Satanism. Satan hates the church. And when you listen to a lot of this black metal music, Oh, it's so demonic, ladies and gentlemen. It's a shame. And in all of these church burnings, one of the common denominator is they always is tied to this black metal music. This Matthew, Holden Matthew, this 21-year-old man that was burning down them churches there in Louisiana, that's what that was about. He was listening to this black metal music. And when you listen to this black metal music, music has a way, ladies and gentlemen, of getting into your subconscious. It has a way of getting into your subconscious, and it almost hypnotizes you. You end up doing some crazy things that you never thought that you would do because you're listening to some crazy satanic music. And so these people, so it's deeper than just white nationalism. It's deeper than just racism. Satan is ultimately behind this. Don't you remember what the Bible says over in Ephesians chapter 6? Ephesians 6. Let me turn over there right quick. Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, foundly be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the scheme of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. And I'm reading out of the New American Standard Bible. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is a spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare. Satan is using these skinheads. Satan is using these white nationalists, talking about they want to take back the country and things like that. He's working through all of that. He's working. So don't get mad at the individuals, these white men and white boys. Don't get mad at them. Get mad at Satan, because our struggle, our battle is not against flesh and blood. And that's what Satan wants. Satan is trying to turn this thing into a race war. But it's deeper than race, ladies and gentlemen. It has more to do with spirit than it has to do with skin. See, the problem is not skin. The problem is sin. Did you hear what I said? The problem is not skin, but the problem is sin. And so we're not fighting the flesh and blood battle. Satan is really after the black church. Don't you remember what he told Peter? Don't you remember what he told Peter? Jesus told Peter right before he went to the cross. And, you know, he had told him that one of y'all going to betray me and stuff. You're going to sell me out and things like that. And Peter told Jesus, you know, no, we won't sell you out. But then Jesus tell Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse number 31 and 32, he says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you have been turned again, strengthen your brother. Now, why did Satan want to sift Peter as wheat? I mean, why did Satan want to attack Peter? I believe because Satan knew that God had great plans for Peter. You know, Peter was kind of like the ringleader when it come to the apostles and things. When you read your Bible, Anytime it makes mention, give a list of the apostles, it always put Peter's name first. And so Peter, so who did God use on the day of Pentecost to preach to the Jews, to preach to the people, where over 3,000 souls were saved? It was Peter. Who did God use to heal the lame man at the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3? It was Peter. Who did God use to save a lot of people there in Jerusalem and Judea? It was Peter in Acts chapter 4 and Acts chapter 5. Remember, they even locked Peter up and put him in jail and told him, don't preach no more in Jesus' name. But Peter says, we got to obey God rather than man. And then in Acts chapter 8, when Philip went down to Samaria and started that revival, the Bible says a lot of the people got saved, but they didn't have no Holy Ghost. And who did God use to send down there and lay hands on those people for they can receive the Holy Ghost? It was Peter. And then in Acts chapter 10, when God needed somebody to go over to Cornelius' house and save Cornelius, a Gentile man, him and his family, who did God use? He used Peter. See, Satan knew that God had some plans for Peter. He was going to use Peter in a great and a mighty way. In the same way, who have God used to lead the way of black people out of slavery? It was the black church. Who did he use during slavery? It was the black church. Who did God use after slavery to help black people? It was, again, the black church. Who did God use to bring about civil rights in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s? It was, again, the black church. And so every great movement in America has been led by the black church. So why do Satan want to burn down the black church? Because the black church is the tool that God has used to help his people for over 200 years. So Satan is trying to eliminate the black church. And so when the police chief or whoever that was on the news report that said that threat has been removed. Yeah, but that threat, but the threat itself hadn't been removed, because the church is always up under attack. But we got the promises of the Lord. And in Matthew 16, Jesus says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to worry about what man gonna do, because God has already told us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.